彰显神仆人的名证。
So we will continue to study this topic, the manifest approval of being God's servant.
我们请看哥林多后书第六章第七节。
So let's continue to study 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7.
那这个是第七项神的仆人在他的品格上所要显出来的特质。
So this is, this can be considered, the seventh characteristic, that, a servant of God should have.
接下来是真实的道理。
So by the word of truth.
所谓真实的道理其实就是真理的道。
So the word of truth, is equivalent, to truth.
也就是说在要做神的仆人在道理上要成熟。
So in order to become a servant of God, they need to become mature in terms of God's truth.
我们在真理上要下功夫。
So they need to put into effort in studying in God's truth.
神的仆人是要去讲神的道理啊。
Because a worker or servant of God, they will need to speak the words of God.
这是为什么刚才我们所读过的圣经第四章第五节说他说我们不是在传自己我们现在传主耶稣是主。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5 that mentioned that we are not preaching about ourselves.
所以我们要很清楚知道我们到底在传什么。
So we need to be very clear about what we are actually preaching.
我们要把人带到哪里去。
So where we are trying to lead the people to.
今天有很多人其实是很盲目的。
And there are quite a few or even a lot of people, they are very confused of which direction or where they're going.
人是群体的动物啊，这个是大家都知道这个人的特质啊。
As we know, humans are a social animals.
所以当一群聚在一起的时候很多人就会跟过去了反正这一群人应该是蛮不错的。
And by nature, by their own instinct or nature, when they seepeople are caring for certain things, they will just come close by and take a look.
很多人就是跟着别人在喊的，不知道自己在喊什么。
And a lot of time, for instance, like a protest, they might be yelling the things, they don't even know.
所以使徒行传十九章啊，在讲那个以弗所大暴动，那圣经特别讲啊，一些人，一大群全城的人喊了两个小时，啊，其实他说很多人都不知道他们到底在喊什么事啊。
So just like what is mentioned in Ephesians, during that time they had a great riot, but those godly people, they are yelling and protesting for 2 hours, but at the end they didn't know what they are actually protesting for.
一样的，在福音的事情上，很多人跟着一群人在走，但是不知道自己到底在信什么。
And the same thing can apply to the matter of gospel too. A lot of time people are just following others without knowing what they are actually doing.
但是我们今天在真耶稣教会里面，我们每一个信徒对道理都要很明白。
However, as a member of TJC, we need to have this clear understanding of what we believe.
那这个我们信徒对道理下功夫去查考，这个变成我们的教会的特色。
And this should be a special characteristic of our church because we study Bibles.
上个星期小弟到那个老人中心去，因为他们有一个活动，我们教会摆了一些刊物在那边，让这些参加人可以来接触我们教会的一些信息。
And last week, our church had a booth in Senior Center, so I went there to help out the work.
同一个地方刚好有另外一个教会也在那里摆摊位，介绍他们的教会。
And by coincidence, there was also a church from the other denomination. They are setting up a booth over there as well.
他们看到真耶稣教会就说。很羡慕你们教会的信徒大家对圣经都很下功夫对道理都很明白。
So when their members saw our members, they told us that we greatly envy you guys because your members truly spend efforts in terms of studying Bible.
因为他们教会的信徒是基本上是不读圣经的。
Because for their church, they basically.The members over there do not study Bible at all.
他们也不鼓励他们的信徒去读圣经，自己去读，他是认为说你不会读，你读不出来的。
And they do not encourage their members to study Bible because they consider the members won't be able to come out anything new from Bible.
你要聚会要听道理，就来教会听讲台人讲的就对了。
So all you need to do is just come to service and listen to a speaker. That's all you need to do.
但是你看今天神的道理不是这样讲的。
However, when we come back to the Bible, that is not what Bible said.
今天我们对这个得救道理，得救要道一定要很清楚，每一个人都要很清楚。
Especially the teaching of salvation that we need to be very firm and confident.
因为圣灵要带领我们每一个人进入神的真理里。
Because with the power of the Holy Spirit, that will lead us into the truth.
所以特别要做神的工作的是，每一个神的仆人都要把这个真实的道理要下功夫去研究，而且要真的要明白我们到底在信什么，为什么叫做真道。
So for every servant of God, they need to spend time and truly understand what this word of truth is.
那保罗他自己在说他是神的仆人的时候，他是有证据的了。
So when Paul proclaimed himself saying that he is the servant of the Lord or God, he does have this evidence.
我们看哥林多后书二章十七节。
So let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书二章十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 17.
我们不像那许多人为利混乱神的道，乃是由于诚实，由于神在神面前凭着基督讲道。
Verse 17, for we are not as so many peddling the words of God, but as of sincerity, but as from God, we speak in the light, in the sight of God in Christ.
保罗在讲这个神的道理的时候，不是为了这个任何的利益关系的。
So when Paul was speaking about the truth of God, he wasn't doing so for any kind of gain.
所以他在分解真理的道的时候，绝对不是为了要讨人的喜欢呢。
So when he was analyzing the truth, he's not trying to please the multitude or people around him.
但是相对于保罗，就有一些人是为不一样的目的在讲神的道理。
However, for some other people, when they are interpreting or explaining the truth, they have different kind of motives.
这一群人叫做为利，为了利益来混乱神的道理。
So basically, here Paul described them as so many peddling the words of God.
那为了利益，如果为了要利益的关系的话，那一定要讲人喜欢听的。
In order to have certain personal gain or benefit, they will need to speak. The thing that people like to hear.
所以就是变成讨人的喜欢。
So basically, they try to find favorites in people.
那如果是讨人的喜欢，就不是神的仆人。
So if you are trying to please men, then you are not considered the workers of God.
所以加太书第一章跟帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章，保罗就一直重复强调说，他不是要讨人的喜欢，他是要讨神的喜欢。
So in the book of Galatians and First Thessalonians, he was trying to emphasize that point that he was trying to please God, not man.
所以你看他现在这里是由于诚实，由于神在神面前凭主耶稣基督讲道理的，奉主耶稣的名的。
Just like that is mentioned in verse 17, but as of sincerity, but as from God, we speak in sight of God in Christ.
那既然这样的话，要把这个神的道理讲清楚，不可以讲错，不可以谬讲神的道理啊。
If so, then they must make God's teaching clear, and they shouldn't make any part of the teaching false.
我们现在看第四章第二节。
So let's continue to read chapter 4.
哥林多后书四章二节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2.
我们从第一节开始读，那比较清楚。
Starting from verse 1.
我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不上胆。第二节
，verse 2.
乃将那些暗昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建立个人的良心。这里讲啊，他是行事很光明的。
So he was saying that he was doing everything under the light.
然后他是不谬讲神的道理的
，and he will not preach false teachings.
只是要把这个神的真理表明，让每一个人的良心呢、啊、都能够被这个真理的光照进去。
But by manifestation of truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
那如果能够把真理讲明，而且不谬讲、不扭曲神的道理，这个叫做神真正的工人。
So here mentions several characteristics, not walking in the craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. Those are the qualities of being God's servant.
这个叫做神忠心有见识的仆人。
That's being a knowledgeable and loyal servant of God.
将来可以对得起神，在神面前 没有羞愧的。
Yeah, they can hold accountable to God with the task that's entrusted to him.
我们如果看提摩太后书第二章。
So let's turn to a second Timothy.
这也是保罗对年轻的传道者所做的勉励。
And this is an encouragement coming from Paul to young pastors or ministers.
提摩太后书二章十五节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
二章十五节
，Verse 15，
你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。这里所谓的按正义分解真理的道，就是要讲明福音的奥秘。
So here mentioned directly dividing the word of truth, basically trying to illustrate and make clear on the teaching of the truth.
所以这个在讲的人本身，他一定是有这个真实的道理在心上，而且他也深信。
So in order to do that, the speaker need to know and have this true this truth in them.
我们是讲我们所信的
了。And then they fully believe it. So basically, they are preaching the things they believed.
所以我们今天在做神的仆人，在传讲道理的时候呢，我们一定要自己查考过，而且我们自己深信。
So in order to speak in the pulpit or when you are trying to preach the gospel, you have to first study and believe and you know what you're talking about.
这是我们的信心啊。
And that is considered part of our faith.
所以啊，你看那个哥林多后书第四章的第十三节。
So if we come back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13.
四章十三节。
Chapter 4 verse 13.
但我们既有信心，正如经上记着说，我们我因信所以如此说话，我们也信所以也说话。那这段圣经它是引旧约圣经诗篇里面的话的了。
And here use the quote from
Psalm
in Old Testament.
那重点在说，我们说话是因为我们先信了我们才说。
So here give us a sequence. You first believe and then you speak.
所以我们今天要今天我们做神的仆人，在我们身上有真实的道理，是我们信了以后我们去说。
And today we obtain this this truth, and then we first believe, then we speak about it.
那所以我们今天要在神面前呢，靠着圣灵的帮助，在真理上下功夫。
So today, with the help of Holy Spirit, that we make our efforts in the presence of God.
每一件我们教会所相信的真理，我们一定都要明白。
So every single truth that is mentioned in our church, well, we need to know and need to study.
那我们这样去讲出去才有力量啊。
So when we preach about those truths or those teachings, then there will be power coming behind those statements.
别人也才能够看到我们所信的真的有真的是真实的。
And other people can feel and see the thing that we believe is true.
那这个真实的道理基本上是神的能力。
So those teachings are considered power of God.
所以我们现在看回来哥林多后书六章七节。
So let's turn back to 2 Corinthians, Corinthians chapter 6.
真理带来力量。
Because the power will be brought forth by truth.
所以接下去真实道理之后，他讲神的大能。
So that's why what follows after the truth is by the power of God.
神的工人神的仆人在他的身上都有神的恩典，神的能力彰显出来的。
And for every single worker of God, they will have the power of God.
神用他的仆人就是要去传讲得救的道理。
So when God appointed or sent someone or used his workers, he will always give them power.
所以这个真实的道理在我们的口中的时候，我们去讲出去，其实这个就在彰显神的能力哦。
So when they go out to preach, By those words, people can feel the power of God right away.
神的能力才有办法把人的心意夺回，让人来顺服基督。
And only by the power of God, they can change the mind of people and change their concept.
所以神的能力在真理上显明。
So God's will can be manifest and made clear in truth.
神的能力在神用他的神迹奇事大能来印证我们所讲的道理是真的。
And God used miracle and signs to prove and show His power and telling us that everything that we said is true.
所以你看今天神的仆人啊，我们今天弟兄姐妹每一个人身上都能够感受到神的作为。
So that's why all the brothers and sisters who are sitting among here today, they can feel and experience the power of God.
我们如果愿意跟神祈求， 神的恩典都够我们用。
If we are willing to pray to God, I'm pretty sure that God's grace is abundant and sufficient for us.
我们越觉得我们软弱，我们就越祷告祈求神的能力在我们身上护庇我们。
Every time when you feel weak, no matter it's physically or physically, you can pray to God and make God's power in shadows.
这是我们今天早上早早会的时候所看的哥林多后书十二章九节。我喜欢夸我自己的软弱。
And this is just like what we mentioned this morning that we would like to boast our weakness.
然后呢，神的能力就会来覆盖我。
And then the power of God will overshadow us.
我如果觉得自己很软弱，我就越求神能力多多的覆盖我，让我变刚强。
Weaker I feel, more I will pray. So eventually God will help us with His power and overshadow us.
那这个神的能力会让我们体验到说，神的应许是实在的，神真的是。真的是有恩典、有怜悯的神。
And with this power of the Holy Spirit, we can truly feel that God is real and He's there for us.
所以你看的福音，那个福音传到每一个地方啊，都是配合神的能力所做出来的工作。
And we can see every time when gospel is spreading in certain areas, God's miracle and sign always follows.
哦，所以在罗马书的第十五章啊。
So that's why that is recorded in Romans chapter 15.
我们现在看罗马书十五章的第十八节。
So let's turn to Romans chapter 15, verse 18.
十五章十八节。
Verse 18.
除了基督借我所做的那些事，我什么都不敢提，只提他借我原以作为用神迹奇事的能力，并圣灵的能力，使外邦人顺服。
Verse 18, For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not accomplished through me in words and deeds to make the Gentile obedient.
用神迹奇事能力哦，跟圣灵能力，让不信的人变信了。
So here mentioned that in word and deed to make the Gentile obedient.
那所以你看，我们今天如果我们身上有经历神的作为，我们再去见证的时候，这个就不是只是听说的，是我们自己亲身体验过的。
So every time when you share your own personal testimony, then that is not something you hear from others. Instead, you are speaking your own experience that you receive or your relationship with God.
所以，其实我们去传福音做见证，基本上就是告诉别人、分享我们自己所从神领受的而已。
So, When we are sharing the testimony with others, our own personal testimony, we are sharing the grace that we receive from God only.
我们领受多少就讲多少。
So how much that we receive from God, then we will share that much of the portion.
那其他不足的地方，神自己来补足。
And any part that is considered lacking, God will fill them up Himself.
所以我们今天做神的仆人，我们身上一定要每一个人都要能够经历神的恩典。
So in order to do such kind of things that we need to first experience the grace of God.
那这个也成为我们追求的目标了。我们今天一定要在我们的身上啊，常常感受到神的作为，神的能力哦。
And that shall become a part of our pursuit because we would like to experience God's power and love as well.
这是为什么我们要在恩典跟知识上长进。
So that's why we need to grow in terms of knowledge and grace.
我们看彼得后书第三章。
So let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章十七节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 17.
三章十七节说，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既然预先知道这事，就当防备，恐怕被恶人的错谬诱惑，就从自己坚固的地步上坠落。第十八节。
Verse 18.
我们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远，阿们。这里是彼得他的勉励的。
And here are the encouragements coming from Elder Peter.
要在主耶稣基督的恩典跟知识上长进。
So here, be growing in terms of knowledge and grace.
也就是说，我们身上要不断的经历神的作为。
So, in our way, it's telling us that we have to continue to experience the work of God.
那我们就会发现说，神真的是很奇妙。
Then we will definitely understand that God's works is truly miraculous.
人认为不可能的，神真的都每一件都可能。
And a lot of time, you might think that there are things that are impossible to achieve, but in God, everything was turned true.
看回来，哥林多后书第六章。
So let's come back to 2 Corinthians.
第七节，接下来第九项的特质就是有仁义的兵器在左在右。
And the last characteristic of being God's holy worker is to have this by the armor of righteousness on the right and left hand.
这个在左在右就是左手右手，你两手都拿着神仁义的兵器的。
So basically saying that you have these weapons on your right hand and left hand.
那这个所谓的仁义的兵器就是其实就是这个公义的信德跟公义的哈。
So basically saying is the righteousness and justice.
我们看一节圣经啊，那个以弗所书第六章。
So let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第六章，这个仁义的兵器啊，两手一手拿一个啊，那是拿什么
？So here we mentioned that you carry two different type of armor on your right hand and your left hand. So what are those?
我们看以弗所书六章十六节。
So Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16.
六章十六节说，又要拿着信德当作盾牌，可以灭尽那二者一切的火箭。十七节。
Verse 17.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。那所以这两手，一手拿盾牌，一手拿宝剑。
So we know one hand you take the shield of faith, and the other hand you take the sword.Which is the word of God.
那这个信德当作盾牌，在另外一节圣经，在帖撒罗尼迦的地方，他写要拿公义当作护心镜遮胸嘛，哈。
And in Thessalonians,
那个哦，第十四节那里也有啊。
And in verse 14 also mentioned that you should take 14
公义当作护心镜遮胸啊。
And you should put on the breastplate of righteousness.
那个这个是不用拿着，这是把它带起来的嘛。
So you don't have to carry this breastplate because you just put it right there to protect your heart.
但是现在这个信德其实就是指着信心，是当盾牌可以挡的。
But here mentioned that the shield of faith.Which you can use to protect yourself.
所以现在恶者，就是魔鬼，会用很多种武器来攻击我们。
So as we know, those evil ones will use all different means to attack us.
那如果我们有拿这个信心的盾牌哦，就挡过去了。
So if we have this shield of faith with us, then we can take it use to guard against those attack.
这个恶者的火箭有时候是那个弟兄姐妹口中讲出来的话。
And sometimes these fairy darts can be considered the words coming out from out his mouth.
有时候我们弟兄姐妹啊，会讲一些话被魔鬼利用，我们都不知道。
And sometimes the words of our brothers and sisters may be harsh, and those can be utilized by Satan to attack us.
那我们今天如果没有拿信心的盾牌，可能就被射中，就会受伤。
So if we do not have the shield of faith with us, then we might be attacked and get harmed.
那当然，魔鬼用很多方法的啦。
Of course, those evil ones will try to use all different means to hurt us.
所以这个仁义的兵器有一个就是信心的这个盾牌。
So one of the armors is the shield of faith.
那光是挡还不够啊。
And a lot of time, just purely defense.It's not enough.
他手上要拿一个圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道理。
So that's why we need also have this offensive weapon, which is the sword of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们有这个真理的圣灵，圣灵引导我们所明白的真理，我们就知道问题出在哪里。
So if we have the sword of spirit, then we will understand and find out the root cause of the problem.
那所以今天如果我们有信心的盾牌，有圣灵的宝剑，我们。借着祷告，在神面前就得能力了。
So if we have this shield of faith, and at the same time we also have the sword of spirit, when we pray in the presence of God, at that very moment we will receive the strength from God.
所以，我们今天早上哥林多前书第十章所看到的，我们要怎么样得胜征战呢
？So, just like we shared this morning, how can we overcome and gain victory over those battles?
就是我们在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒。
So basically, we will obtain the strength in the presence of God and to take over those bases from others.
我们今天如果 坚持我们的信心。
So today, if we hold fast on our faith,
在这个真实的道理上下功夫，去明白得救道理。
And we make efforts to study and understand the truth of salvation.
靠着圣灵不住的祷告。
And through constant prayer and receive the strength from the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不但会让我们明白真理，让我们的对真实的道理更加确信之外。
And the Holy Spirit will not only allow us to understand the truth.
他要让我们在神面前真的得能力啊。
And it will also allow us to obtain the strength from God.
然后进一步的是攻破坚固的营里，把人的心里夺回来。
And furthermore, God will allow us to win the battle and gain and fight and get the soul back.
那最后，你看主耶稣基督一定得胜，我们一定得胜了。我们跟主耶稣一起做工，同享荣耀。
So at the end, we know God will for sure obtain the victory, so we will share the glory with Him because we are considered co-workers of God.
所以啊，你看这个有仁义的兵器在走战要之后，其实带来的就是胜利的荣耀，得胜荣耀。
So here saying that we have this armor of righteousness, which means that we will with those we can obtain the glory of victory.
我们现在看回来哥林多后书六章的第八节。
So let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 8.
这里说荣耀羞辱恶名美名。
And here mentioned by honor and dishonor.
我们要了解做神的仆人呢，我们有时候会享受从主耶稣基督同享荣耀，这个得胜的荣耀。
So next we should understand that as being a worker or servant of God, sometimes we will share this victory or this honor.
但是我们有时候也会被羞辱。
But sometimes we will also be put in shame.
所以有荣耀也会跟着有羞辱。
So there will be a moment of having honor, but there will be also a time being put in shame.
有恶名也会有美名。
So you might have an evil report or a good report.
也就是说会被尊重，也有可能被侮辱。会有好名声，也有可能有坏名声。
So there will be time that you will be respected, but there will be time you are being put down.
所以，你看有时候那个做工的人呢，会被人家骂，骂得要命。
So sometimes you will obtain good reputation, but sometimes you will have a very bad name, just like workers.
那有些人误会，对一些工人误会，误会得很深。
And sometimes people might have a deep misunderstanding towards certain workers.
那有时候有些人就被魔鬼利用，就变成一种攻击。
And sometimes people are being used by Satan to attack those workers.
然后，所以这个死人的仆人有时候就变成一个坏名声，到处去，你就说，这个人好像变坏人。
So that's why sometimes a worker of God treated as someone a bad guy walking around all over the place.
但其实神知道。
However, in reality, God does know everything.
所以不管这个人是怎么样，只有神知道。
So no matter what you think of this person, God knows everything.
哦，那个在哥林多后书里面啊，他一直提到很多事情是神知道的啦。
And in 2 Corinthians, that mentions God knows every single details.
如果这个人如果爱神，神也知道。
So if a person loves God, God knows.
那这个人如果是自夸的，神也知道。
Is that person boasting about himself? God also knows.
所以你看神的仆人就是要懂得处理各种不一样的情况。
So as a worker or servant of God, he or she need to know how to deal with all kinds of situations.
保罗他自己作为神的仆人，他说他得到秘诀了。
Paul as a bound servant of God, he learned and knew the secrets.
所以不管是荣耀羞辱恶名美名他都没关系的。
So no matter it's time for getting honor or being put down, he was carefree.
是很卑贱的还是很有荣耀的，他都知道怎么处理的。
So no matter he's being considered royal or being considered very lowly, he knew how to deal with those kind of situations.
看腓立比书第四章。
So let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
看第十二节。
Verse 12.
四章十二节。
Verse 12.
我知道怎样处卑贱，知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。第十三节
，Verse 13，
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。这就是保罗他的智慧，他从神所领受的那个得力的秘诀，
so,
靠主耶稣基督。
And this is considered the secret to him. Because he know how to obtain strength from God to deal all kinds of situations.
所以神的仆人呢，我们现在如果把这个哥林多后书第六章从第六节开始，你把它整理一下。
So let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 6. If you start to reorganize those information,
神的仆人要有这些特质，想一想。
And think about those qualities or characteristics that we just mentioned about how to be a good servant.
要对神有廉洁的心，要存一专心的信靠他。
So first, you ought to be, you need to buy this purity.
要能够真的认识耶稣基督，发出香气。
And then, spread the fragrance, because you know God by the knowledge.
要真的能够恒忍、容忍任何不同的情况，能够忍住怒气。
And you need to have this long suffering. You are able, to keep the wrath and analyze entire situation and then decide what to do.
能够对人显出恩慈。
And you need to have this kindness and show it to others.
能够在我们的身上看到圣灵感化的功用。
And allow other people to see this transformation, by the Holy Spirit in us.
让人感受到我们的服事真的是出于无畏的爱心。
And let other people, feel and experience the services that we provide is out of this sincere love.
让我们所讲的真的是真实的道理。
And let the every teaching.That's regarding truth, is true.
让我们身上都一直经历神的大能。
And let ourselves constantly experience, the power of God or experience the work of God.
让我们随时拿着信心啊，跟圣灵的宝剑。
And continue, to carry, this sword, sort of, Holy Spirit and, the shield of faith.
让我们不管在什么情况底下。都能够知足，都能够面对。
So no matter what kind of situation that we encounter, we can always be content and give thanks and praise to God.
那这个神的这个仆人哦，看起来真的是很完美啊。
So by analyzing and seeing all those characteristics that is mentioned right here, we can truly feel that those kind of workers are very perfect.
这一切都是从神来的。
And the main reason or the whole reason those people can achieve that because those are coming from God.
我们都是从神领受的，没有一个人可以自夸的了。
And everything, and or even the strength that we obtain to do those things or make this possible are coming from God. So there's nothing that we can boast about.
所以如果是我们了解是神赐给我们的，从神领受来的，我们就不会夸口。
So if we know we get everything and obtain everything from God, then we won't be proud and we won't be boasting about ourselves.
神的仆人一定会感受到神奇妙的恩典。
And as being a worker or servant to God, we will definitely feel the power of God.
第六章第八节的下半段开始，再讲一系列的神的仆人所经历的恩典。
So starting from verse 8 or verse 9,They will tell, is describing the grace, or blessings that they will receive as being a worker of God.
我们看第八节下半段，似乎是诱惑人的，却是诚实的。
So the second part of verse 8, as deceivers and yet true.
第九节说，似乎是不为人所知的，却是人所共知的。
Verse 9, as unknown and yet well known.
似乎要死，却是活着的。
As dying and behold, we live.
似乎是受责罚的，却是不至于丧命的。
As chastened and yet not killed.
似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的。
As sorrowful yet always rejoicing.
似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足的。
As poor yet making many rich.
似乎一无所有，却是样样都有的。
As having nothing and yet possessing all things.
如果我们把这些恩典把它讲得更白话一点。
So if we put those grace or blessings in common terms.
似乎是诱惑人的，其实就好像是骗人的。
So as deceivers, it just sounds like a liar.
但其实是很真诚的。
However, in reality, those people are being very sincere and true.
我们今天所讲的道理，这个福音的好处，有时候人家就说啊，随便讲一讲，真的有那么好吗？
And sometimes the good part.
有人真的不相信。
Sometimes the benefit or the good parts of things that we preach, other people might think that's too good to be true. You are probably lying.
好像是我们是在诱惑人来进入这个哇这个乌托邦里的这个社会，好像不会实现的那种那个理想国里。
It seems like we're just trying to lure people to enter this so-called utopia and just try to get them in.
但其实我们甚至是一颗诚实、真诚的心，我们所领受的，要想要跟众多人来分享，因为神的爱的激励。
However, through this compelling of God's love, we are truly want to spread this news, this good news with others.
所以我们其实是真的是诚心实意的要引领人归主。
So out of this sincerity, we are trying our best to bring people to God.
似乎是不为人所知的，但是却是人所共知。
So here in verse 9, as unknown and yet well known.
也就是说，神的仆人哦，其实好像是默默无名的了。
So basically, in common terms, saying that those workers of God are not famous. They do not have certain, they are not as well known.
但是其实是家喻户晓的，就是每个人都知道。
However, a lot of people actually know those workers.
当时候当然对保罗来说啊，他很出名的。
And of course, to Paul, at his generation, he was considered someone who's famous.
人家都知道说这个保罗哦，就好像瘟疫一样，每到一个地方哦，就造成那个地方哦，就起革命啊，就轰动起来了。
And people considered Paul as someone who like a pestilent, because everywhere he went, you will create a chaos.
以前也没有什么 YouTube 啊，没有什么这个 Facebook。
As we know, back then, there's no Facebook or YouTube.
保罗就已经变成是家喻户晓的人了。
However, he was someone everybody knows.
今天在这个社会里面哦，很多时候那个网络一上去，真的是走到全世界，人都知道你这个人讲了什么话。
And today, due to the advancement of technology, when you go online, do certain things, and eventually you are known by everybody in this world.
所以其实我们要很谨慎我们自己。
So that's why we need to be watchful.
我们有时候还觉得说，好像我们，哦，这是一个小，我这是一个小的小小的人物啊。我说什么话，做什么事，应该没有什么关系的。
So sometimes we might think that because we are not someone who is really significant. That's why.
但
it doesn't matter what I did.
但其实很可能会被人家都认识你啊。
However, sometimes through a mistake or certain things, you over suddenly everybody knows you.
要小心呢。
So we need to be careful about it.
那似乎是要死的，却是活着的。
As dying and behold, we live.
也就是说，有人说我们已经死了，其实我们是好好的活着。
And some people say that we are kind of dying, but in reality, we live.
也就是说，好像被打到要死的，已经被丢到城外去，已经。拖出去了，但是他还是活着。
For instance, in Paul's time, he was beaten to half death, but he even thrown out to the city, but he was still alive.
那似乎是受责罚的，却是不至于丧命啊。
As chastened and yet not killed.
好像是被管教、被处罚，但其实没有被处死，他还是活着。
And during his time, he was it looked like he was being disciplined or chastened, but he was not killed.
其实神的仆人也是这样子。
So same thing might happen to God's workers.
其实有时候我们会经历神的管教。
So sometimes we might be disciplined by God.
但是神的管教是出于爱，他才会让我们回头。
However, God disciplined us because He loved us. He wanted us to turn back.
我们人只要回头，就不会被处死。
So once we turn around and come back to Him, then we will not be killed.
那似乎是忧愁的，却是常常快乐的。
As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing.
所以保罗他其实他身上带了很多忧愁啊。
So Paul he has many sorrows.
他的忧愁是因着为着教会的缘故来的。
And a lot of them coming from the worry towards church.
但是他又觉得说，其实他现在的苦楚啊，想到将来永远荣耀，他说啊，这个就不足介意了。
However, every time he think about the glory, the eternal glory that is going to receive in the future.Those temporary suffering, he considered those are nothing.
所以他的常常喜乐是因着有那个永生的盼望。
And the reason that he can be always rejoicing is due to this hope in future that he had.
现在因着做神的仆人，为了要服务教会，有一些苦楚、一些忧愁的事情都可以忍受。
And because he had this hope in his heart, he's able to endure, persevere those sufferings that he encountered in the church.
然后似乎是贫穷的，却是叫许多人富足了。
As poor, yet making many rich.
保罗他本身传福音给别人是不求别人的供养。
And when Paul was in his ministry journey, he did not, he was not expecting other people to feed him or give him money.
他自己变得很穷乏，很困苦。
So, that's why he became poor.
但是他所传讲得救的信息却让人的生命丰盛。
However, the truth and the teaching that he preached to others that make them become rich.
因为他只要信息是主耶稣基督的道理。
Because the message that he brought to people around him is the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督已经为我们人 成为贫穷了，我们才有办法成为富足。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ became poor because of us, that's the whole reason that we can become rich in this life.
这是第八章第九节那里所说的主耶稣基督的恩典。
That's recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
后书八章九节说：“你们知道主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。”
So verse 9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that through he was rich, yet for you, for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich.
然后最后他是说，似乎是一无所有的，却是样样都有。
And at the end, he mentioned that it seems like having nothing, but yet.He had everything.
所以神的仆人其实最后我们是拥有万物，说万物都属于我们的。
So as being a worker or servant of God, at the end we have all the things.
神的恩典在他的仆人身上一定会彰显出来的了。
And God will definitely reveal and give blessings to his workers.
所以我们如果真的来服侍神呢，绝对会觉得一无所缺。
So if we come to serve the Lord, and we know that we will lack nothing,
真的我们会像保罗有同样的体验呢，
and we,
样样都有。
And we will experience what Paul had experienced. We will possess all things.
没有一样缺乏。
And we will lack nothing.
那这个就是神的仆人他所彰显出来的特质跟神给他的恩典啊。
So in this passage, we can see the characteristics and the grace.Or blessings that as being a God's worker.
我们现在再看第六章的第十一节。
And let's continue to read verse 11.
十一节到第十三节。
Verse 11 to 13.
这一段要提出神的仆人要有像做父亲一样的爱心。
So here mentioned that as being a servant of God, they need to have this heart of being a father to the church.
十一节。
Verse 11.
哥林多人啊，我们向你们口是张开的，心是宽宏的。十二节
，verse four，
你们狭窄，原不是在乎我们，是在乎自己的心肠狭窄。十三节
，verse thirteen，
你们也要照样用宽宏的心报答我。我这话正像对自己的孩子说的。你看他这里，他这里也讲，他说他对教会，他的口是张开的，
so、
也就是说，他用爱心说诚实话。
So here, in verse 13, he mentioned that, now in return for the same, you.I speak as to children.
教会的问题哦，他有问题他就讲了。
So when he can identify there's a problem in church, he will reveal it in honest.
保罗他对教会的问题指出了那个重点，其实都一针见血。
And a lot of time he will pinpoint and go directly or reveal the problem directly.
他现在面对教会里面很多人在质疑他的那个使徒的身份啊，以及他在教会里面所做的工作，他说是因为你们的心肠狭窄啊。
And during that time, many of the members are accusing about his status and his work in church, and he said that that's because your hearts are narrow-minded.
因为我们的心，他说工仆人的心是宽宏的。
And as the heart of servants is opened,
他的宽宏的心就是其实他是很愿意接纳那软弱的人。
And as a servant of God, he was very willing to accept those people who are weak.
他很希望这些迷失的哈，走错路人能够及时回头。
And he was hoping that those people who are deviated from the truth, can one day come back.
他有做父亲的心，希望他的教会整个教会像孩子一样啊，能够赶快回到神的这个 道路上来。
So as a father or as a parent, he wish his children in church come back to the truth or come back.
我们说要做父亲的，对孩子都有一直会觉得说做的不够那种爱心。
And because as a father, sometimes we might feel like our children can always become better.
那做父亲的当然也有对孩子的期待嘛。
And also, as a father, they will definitely have certain expectations towards their children.
所以我们都会想说，我们的孩子啊，以后要做什么做什么。
So that's why we might have certain goal or certain dream for our children. They should become certain type of people.
自己的孩子，你才会这样有这种期待了。如果别人，你就不会了。
And only this will only happen when you have a children. If it's for someone else's kid, you probably won't have the same expectation.
所以你看，他第十三节才会说，我也要照样。你们也要这样用宽宏的心报答我，就是他期待这些教会也能够像他一样有那种宽宏的心。
So that's why in verse 13, and now in return for the same, I speak as two children, you also be opened.
那这个做父亲的心跟做师父的心是不一样的。
And the heart of being a father is different from the heart of being a teacher.
哦，那个保罗在哥林多后书十二章看第十二章的第十四节。
So if you let's go to chapter 12, verse 14 in Second Corinthians.
十二章十四节。
Verse 14.
那如今我打算第三次到你们那里去，也必不累着你们，因我所求的是你们，不是你们的财物。儿女不该为父母积财，父母该为儿女积财。这里保罗他讲说，他到了教会那边去，到哥林多去的时候，他所求的是。信徒本身，而不是信徒的人的财物。
So here, Paul clearly tell them that for I do not seek yours, but you for children are not to lay up for parents.
那这个就是说，他真的想要的是看到每一个弟兄姐妹们都能够在神的这个道理上不断的长进的。
So what you want to see the members of a Corinthian church is to see growth in terms of spirituality.
他并没有期待教会能够供养他什么东西，给他什么财务好处。
He did not expect that church can give him certain type of benefits or give him money.
他本身就是用那种父母亲的心情，他说：“我父母亲本来就是要为儿女积财的，所以你们不会给我什么东西是理所当然的。”
So with this mentality, for the children are not.To lay out for parents, but the parents for the children. So he didn't expect the church would give him anything.
这就是他本身做父亲的心的爱心。
So that is the love coming out of him as a father to children.
所以我们做神的仆人，我们要有这种做父亲的心，来服务教会。
As the servant of God, we should also have the same mentality and concept that we are being.Just having this heart of father.
那这样子呢，我们在神的面前呢，真的就变成一个无愧的工人了。
So with this kind of with this heart, we can become a worker with true sincerity.
各方面都会变得很完美啊。
So we can become perfect in all aspects.
求主就带领我们每一个人都能够在我们的身上彰显出作为一个神的仆人的特质来。
So may God continue to help us so we can manifest those characteristics.As being God's worker,
有相同的爱心
and to have the same love.
我们再来唱诗
so,
来结束今天早上的聚会
at the end, let's sing a hymn to conclude our morning services.
我们唱492首
Let's sing hymn 492. Session start at 11 and I'll just show out 11.
翻译的也是一样啊
And same thing applies to the interpreter.
在做会审领事的也是一样啊
And same thing applies to the hymn leaders.
我们一定要先提早时间到教会来祷告。
And we need to come to church a little early before the start of our works.
即使来教会扫地的都是一样。
Even if you are only a worker that has cleaned the church.
来到教会里面煮饭的也都，如果能够先祷告再去煮饭，结果一定不一样的。
So even if you are from a cooking team, you should try this. If you come here early to pray and do your things, you can experience the difference.
有圣灵的感化，我们所做出来的工作，这个叫做无畏的爱心。
And with this transformation of the Holy Spirit, the work that you produce, that we can say is out from the sincere love.
所以第六章的第六节最后一个，他说无畏的爱心。
So in chapter 6, verse 6, at the end, he mentioned by sincere love.
这个因为我们现在做什么事情服务神一定是出于爱。
And we know everything that we do or try to serve, anything, the service that we provided is because we love God.
为什么我们今天愿意花时间提早来教会为弟兄姐妹做这些事情？
What is the reason for us to come here early and do all those things?
你看今天一个人如果要领会要翻译很多压力啊。
And sometimes for a speaker or interpreter to come here to do their work, they may encounter or receive many pressures.
很多人想说，我今天如果来教会坐着听道理，哇啊，如果精神不好打瞌睡也没有关系啊。
And sometimes people came and say, if I don't feel quite well, I can just doze off.
但是你今天要做圣工，你就是要付出，就是要额外的。
However, if you are trying to produce this service and do the holy work, you are actually giving out and you need to do something.
这是因为主耶稣基督的爱激励我们，我们才愿意这样做的。
And the whole reason we are willing to make this kind of sacrifice is because of the love of Jesus.
那这个爱心要让它变成是很诚实的，没有虚伪的。
And we need to turn this love and make it sincere.
有圣灵的感动以后，我们因着爱所做出来的事情就是有价值的。
So through the movement of the Holy Spirit, and then we do it or carry our action out of this love, then that work can be considered valuable.
才不是为了因为要得到人的赞赏，要得到人间的荣耀，然后坐在人面前。
And we don't produce or provide this kind of work because we want to obtain this praises or even our own glory.
所以每一个神的仆人。在教会弟兄姐妹身上所做出来的，都是出于无畏的爱心。
So we should turn our work, and make this service to others by sincere love.
所以每一个人在接受别人服务的时候，我们都会觉得很感谢，因为我们从这个他们所做的事情里面感受到主耶稣的爱在他们每一个人心里动工。
So when other people receive this kind of services, they can feel the love of God, and they will give praise to the Lord.
那这个就是神的仆人，他因着圣灵。所做出来的服事，让人众人觉得感谢。
And those are the good services provided by those workers through the help of Holy Spirit and by sincere love.
那我们第七节之后，我们休息一下啊。第二节的时候，我们再来继续分享。
So we will continue the rest of the verses in next session.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
好吗
？Amen.
我们休息五分钟。
And let's take a break for 5 minutes.